This is Ian Griffin with Professionally Speaking and another podcast. On Sunday, the 25th of January, 2015, I joined a small number of members and guests of the National Speakers Association of Northern California. We were welcomed by Wendy Hansen in her beautiful apartment high above Oakland. She was hosting a salon with Jim Ware. Jim's the president-elect and current treasurer of the chapter. He's a speaker, author, and self-described corporate conversationalist. His consulting practice is called The Future of Work. He's a former Harvard Business School professor who spent his entire career teaching clients how to invent their own future. And he's currently focused on corporate conversations, working on a new book called Change the Corporate Conversation, How to Connect and Engage Untapped Talent. Jim's conversation with us was around the attributes of good corporate dialogue, what conditions and actions characterize a conversation in a productive way in the corporate world, especially in the ever-present meetings, and the most important do's and don'ts for conversation leaders. Let's join Jim as he welcomes us to this meeting and describes some of the starting points that led him to develop this book, and then conclude by his review of what he calls the four P's, the purpose, participants, process, and place that make for an effective corporate conversation.
So again, my starting point, we have all these meetings, very few of them are really experienced as productive and meaningful. Only 30% of American workers are actively engaged in the work they do. They feel positively about the company. And on a global basis, that number is only 13%. That's according to Gallup. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's an appalling. Those are appalling statistics when you think about it. As I've said, most organizations terribly underuse and often misuse the talent. And then I was telling someone earlier, I part of what got me on this particular journey was an article that I came across a few years ago by Alan Weber, written in 1993. So it's a time-tested article. It's called What's So New About the New Economy? And his basic thesis is that the essence of work in the 21st century is conversation. That's the way knowledge workers learn. It's the way we share ideas. It's the way we influence others. One of the phrases that I've really come to like, it's not exactly a phrase, but three words that NSA has started using quite a bit that I think are really powerful for the role we play in influencing the world. Inform, influence, and inspire. And that's really what work is about. It's about informing yourself and others, about influencing others, and about inspiring your motivation and stuff. All of that takes conversation. I think one of the things it's one of these subtle things that's different about the economy today and the way we work, the things we do. In the industrial era, we were essentially appendages to machines. And I'm speaking we very collectively. We were on an assembly line. Workers were on an assembly line. They had to do what the machine required them to do. Individual differences mattered almost not at all. If you mastered the skill of the assembly line, you got the job done. Mm-hmm. And it was the old cog in a wheel. You could pull one person out and put another person in, and the thing would keep going. Today, it's all about ideas and values and attitudes, and it's an opportunity. We can express ourselves today in work. Work is an expression of who we are. Mm-hmm. And so I think we have to pay a lot more attention to who the people are that we're working with. Mm-hmm. And again, I start with this, I don't know what to call it exactly, philosophy, value system, something, that there's something I can learn from everybody I meet. And the challenge of leadership is bringing those talents together and creating something that nobody could create on their own. When you think about it, the only reason we work in organizations is because we can't do it all by ourselves. Mm-hmm. And that, to me, is the essence of what organization is. It's collaboration, and it's working together, and it's creating and innovating. Now, not everything we do is innovative. What someone used the expression earlier, we're trying to decide or discuss something. I guess it was you, Craig.
Yeah.
There are different kinds of meetings to try to make sense out of this whole chaotic territory we're talking about, I've come up with a little, and every author has to have their model. Here's my model. Four meetings. Purpose. What's the purpose of this meeting? What are we trying to accomplish? Stephen Covey said, start with the end in mind. What are we trying to accomplish? What's the purpose? Who are the participants that I need in the meeting? What's the process we need to go through? That's the agenda and all the other things we've done. And finally, where do we want to hold it? What's the place? So purpose, participants, process, and place. I don't know if that covers everything, but it's made it a little more sensible for me. We'll be right back.